American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A federal judge orders the Trump assassination attempt suspect to not be released, according to Fox News. Ryan Ruth is charged in connection with attempting to take the life of former President Trump earlier this month in Florida. In addition, prosecutors said they have an audio recording of a recent jailhouse phone call from Ruth to a female friend. During the call, Ruth said he was sorry, while the friend said she was still processing the worst possible thing he could have done. The National Hurricane Center reports that Air Force hurricane hunters have been investigating potential Tropical Cyclone 9 located in the Caribbean. As the system gathers strength and heads toward the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, many people across the region have been told to prepare. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued an executive order today declaring a state of emergency for 41 counties in Florida to help agencies prepare for the storm. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome.
This is a classic case of don't focus on the center of the cone and don't focus on the models. Why? Because this system is very large and is likely going to spread impacts well to the east of not only where the center tracks, but the impacts will most likely spill well outside of the edge of the cone. So this is a case where we want you to look at the impacts and not the track and not the models, because there will be a huge displacement of the impacts to the east of where the center makes landfall.
He also gave some storm preparation tips.
Go ahead and fill your fuel tank up with gasoline. We all know how hard it is to get gasoline in a hurricane threat. Wasting valuable time standing in a line or sitting in a line to get fuel is not good. Make sure all your electronics where you receive information are charged.
He went on to say to have some cash on hand and any medicines you may need. The storm is to affect the Gulf Coast mid to late week. You'll also want to check local forecasts for the latest. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has a message for the people of Lebanon as the war against the terrorist group Hezbollah heats up.
Israel's war is not with you. It's with Hezbollah. For too long, Hezbollah has been using you as human shields. It placed rockets in your living rooms and missiles in your garage. Those rockets and missiles are aimed directly at our cities, directly at our citizens. To defend our people against Hezbollah strikes, we must take out those weapons.
Israel has turned its attention to the territory to its north as the battle against Hamas in the Gaza Strip winds down. Hezbollah has been launching rockets into Israel from Lebanon, targeting settlements in the West Bank and beyond. The terrorists have an estimated 150,000 rockets and missiles, some of which can reach as far as Jerusalem and the Israeli capital of Tel Aviv, according to the Israeli news agency Haaretz. On the campaign trail, Senator and Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is in North Carolina today, and former President Donald Trump will be in Pennsylvania. Minnesota Governor and Democrat vice presidential candidate Tim Walz was in Pennsylvania over the weekend. Harvard University's Graduate School of Education has hired someone whose goal is to teach graduate students in education that homosexuality is normal. Here's a report from AFN's Bob Kellogg.
Harvard's Queering Education, taught by Professor Kim Topping, aims to have newly certified teachers permeate K through 12 education with homosexual ideology. Christian commentator Janice Krauss says it's the future teachers' students who will be victimized.
And so they try to teach these students that these unhealthy behaviors are normal, that these unhealthy behaviors don't have consequences, that these unhealthy behaviors are consequence-free.
She says hiring professors such as Topping is misguided.
She should not have been hired at Harvard. She does not meet the basic requirement for being a professor who is, willing to teach students with an open mind. Instead, she's teaching her special agenda.
She adds that many radical professors at our colleges and universities need to be fired and replaced with those giving students an education, not indoctrination.
I'm Robert Thornton.